It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. A group of Democratic voters in Wisconsin is refiling a lawsuit that challenges legislative districts drawn by the GOP. WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us with the details of the case in just a moment. Right now, this is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. I'm Keely Boltina here with John Gatto, and you count on the Ideas Network for interesting, newsy conversations, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
If you're just tuning in for the first time this morning, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. We want you to know that listener support is the single largest source of funding that makes the Morning Show and all of the other programs you listen to on WPR possible. That's why your gift now during our fall membership drive is important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
John. Yeah, Last hour, we heard from 27 people.
Where's that fanfare? We should be having a fanfare.
27 right donations.
Yeah.
We will get more sound effects for next time because there will be a next time. So thank you to everyone who gave. And our goal this hour is 20 pledges. We can do that.
We can do that. And you can be the first one to get that going in this hour. Help pay for the programs that you rely on every day when you give at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial free, and that means we depend on other sources of funding. State and federal dollars, business sponsors, they're important, but there's another source that's very important too.
That's right. I'm going to say again here, single largest source of funding, you, listeners to WPR. You keep the programs coming to you day in and day out. Your support is what makes all the difference. It's the backbone of how things work here at Wisconsin Public Radio. When you give, you keep the quality and independent news and talk and information programming on the air. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe one of your first childhood memories was hearing WPR on your parents' radio. Maybe you were in the back seat of a station wagon with no seatbelt, because times have changed now and WPR has been around a long time. Or maybe it was just a few years ago that you found out about this when you were growing up and heard other people listening to it. And since then, you've become hooked. You can't get enough of the news and the in-depth conversations and the music and the great entertainment.
And now that you're all grown up, I don't know if that's ever possible, but as you've grown
you're older,
you understand the world more, you want to understand the world more. Well, it's your turn to also become a member, perhaps like your parents or your grandparents or your friends or your neighbors. Help pay for the hours of quality programming that you've enjoyed day after day, year after year, and ensure it for the future. Join our WPR family now. Support the radio, the content that's been a part of your life since you can remember. Start with a gift of $10 a month, $120 one-time gift, whatever you choose, whatever amount you want. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're here on the Ideas Network, and WPR's Ideas Network is all about connections. You connect with news and information around Wisconsin. You connect with guests and other listeners near and far.
And these connections can happen because members step up and fund them. They help pay for it. The Ideas Network is listener-supported radio. That's where you come in. Make everything you value on the Ideas Network possible when you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make your gift on this first day of our fall membership drive, and you'll get not one, but two pairs of WPR socks. They're just the thing your feet are looking for. They're cotton, warm, and stylish.
I would give them to my friend who doesn't listen to Wisconsin Public Radio but is going to want to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio after having the cool socks.
I'd share them. I would share the wealth and share the pride.
I would wear the first pair down to just nothing, to just rags falling off my feet, and then I would wear the other ones.
It's up to you. When you give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120 today, here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888 202-2552 to make your donation in support of Wisconsin Public Radio's programming. I'm John Gatto with Keely Boltina. We're here asking you to help us raise the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air, right here on the Ideas Network. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month, we really genuinely appreciate and count on your gift.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And we have a brand new member that has broken the ice. We have one pledge in. We have 19 more pledges to go, and we've got 50 minutes to get them. This is totally possible. And you know why? Because you make it possible. You make WPR possible when you give at 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, you can certainly become one right now. It's an easy way to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. It takes just a couple of minutes of your time to get things rolling here. Your support is important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It really does make a difference, and you can help us meet this hour's goal and keep the programming on the air at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. After having their case thrown out by the United States Supreme Court earlier this year, a group of Democratic voters in Wisconsin are back with a new lawsuit that looks to strike down the state's GOP-drawn legislative districts. WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief joins me with the details of the case and what's different this time around. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief, and he's been following this story. Thanks for joining us today, Sean.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So before we talk about this new case, set the stage for us. How did we get here in the first place?
How we got here in the first place is that there was this case, this lawsuit filed in 2015 against Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative map. And redistricting lawsuits are pretty common. I mean, they happen every decade. You can count on it. But this one in 2015 was a little bit different because it challenged the map as a partisan gerrymander. That is, it said that Republicans drew such a partisan map, it gave themselves such a partisan advantage that they had violated the constitutional rights of Democratic voters. So the U.S. Supreme Court has never struck down a map as a partisan gerrymander. And what they were trying to do there was be the first. That's kind of how we got to where we were. Their case went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the case this year, but they did send it back down to the district court.
So they sent it back down to the lower courts as opposed to throwing it out completely. Why? What was their reasoning? Why did they do that?
They said that the plaintiffs in this case lacked standing. So you had a handful of Democratic voters, actually a dozen Democratic voters, I think, in this initial lawsuit saying this map has basically made it impossible for me, a Democratic voter, to elect a Democratic majority to the legislature, and so the entire map should be thrown out. That's not traditionally, historically, how maps are challenged in federal court. Typically, they're challenged by voters who live in individual districts who say, you know, this map has hurt me, a resident of this specific district, and you need to redraw this district.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, what they've done this time around, the new lawsuit, they have more plaintiffs. They have plaintiffs scattered all over the state. So they have kind of critical mass, essentially. I mean, they're going after a bunch of districts to the point where, while they're not challenging the whole map exactly, if all these districts were to fall, they'd have to redraw the whole thing.
So they are, other than adding more plaintiffs in this version of the case, are they making the same arguments that they made last time, or have they changed their approach?
They've changed a little bit. So this is a lawsuit that says that the map violates their 14th Amendment rights to equal protection. That is, it treats them differently as Democratic voters. Also says that it violates their First Amendment right to association. And there's more of an emphasis on that First Amendment claim this time around. And there's also the Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee looking to join this lawsuit. And that's a case where you have, these are not voters, these are politicians. This is a group that is in the business of electing Democrats. And it's saying, our candidates can't raise money, we can't recruit candidates, you violated our First Amendment rights. And so they're looking to join that case to give it a little different flavor.
And that's a unique argument in terms of challenges to legislative district maps drawn and challenged elsewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, typically a redistricting lawsuit, and I mean, Wisconsin actually had another redistricting lawsuit that, you know, we've all forgotten about by now, back in 2012, that challenged the map on more traditional grounds, that there were a handful of districts in Milwaukee that it alleged were racial gerrymanders, for example. And, you know, in that case, one district ended up being redrawn. That's typically how these cases are challenged. So what Democrats in Wisconsin are doing right now with this combination of now 40 voters and then Assembly Democrats, if they were to join this case, would be different. It'd be a different way of trying to send it back up to the Supreme Court.
So the where is the what the court is? It's in a federal district court now. And is that where it got sent back to?
The original case is before a three-judge panel, which is how these redistricting cases get handled. There are two appointees of Republican presidents on that panel, one Democratic. The Assembly Democratic challenge is looking to join that, so they would be before this special panel again, and they'd have to work their way back up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Their goal is to block this map ahead of the 2020 election. So everything we're talking about now would be for that cycle. The 2018 election will be held on the current map that was drawn back in 2011.
Okay. We'll continue our discussion with Sean Johnson and find out what you're thinking about this as well. We're talking about a legal challenge to Wisconsin's legislative district map. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. I'm John Munson. This is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Good morning. I'm John Gatto with Keely Boltina. Together in the studio this morning to talk with you about listener support, your contributions, the support of listeners, the single largest source of funding at Wisconsin Public Radio. It keeps these programs on the air, the programs that you value, including the morning show. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 17 more pledges in the next 40 minutes. That's just like a pledge every couple of minutes. That's totally doable. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the WPR programs that you enjoy. So be the next person, be the next pledge. Make your donation now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And know that we're actually set up. We can take more than one call at a time, too. So you don't have to wait for two minutes for the one person to get off the line. So make that call now. Maybe you're following every step of this year's elections. Maybe this morning's discussion with Sean right now is really an important part of how you think about the election year and what's to come. Maybe you're just an interested bystander. Whatever it is, it's definitely an eventful political season here in Wisconsin. Issues, candidates, the economy, the latest accusations and missteps. Well, it's sort of nonstop, as we hear from Sean and our Capitol reporting staff. It's all part of the election coverage that we provide you from Wisconsin Public Radio.
You hear about it all right here on WPR every day. You hear it on the morning show as we dive in deeper and put it into context. And WPR depends on your support. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, we just got you with that, right? Yes, election coverage is important. I need to make my pledge of support. Okay, so now you may be wondering, what's the best way to make my gift? Well, the answer is become a sustaining member. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or your credit card. You set it up. It's an ongoing contribution.
You know, a sustaining gift is a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for these programs that you count on. It splits your gift into installments, and those add up to have a big impact on Wisconsin Public Radio. Choose any amount, say $10 or $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that deal?
I'd love to go to the record store and name my price for a lot of the albums I see. If I could pick and choose for shoes, that would be fantastic.
Netflix, streaming options, music, and a weekend cocktail, too.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
Don't wait. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Keely Boltina with John Gatto. We're here to remind you that listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on. And that is why your support during this fall membership drive is just so important. Make your gift, maybe it's $10 a month or maybe it's $100 a month. The right amount is the amount that you choose.
And then make that pledge online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Your pledge at any time is important. But you know what? If you make that pledge right now during the morning show, you're kind of suggesting that you really do value this program, that you want more of it, that it makes you think, that it makes you laugh, that, well, it's an important part of your day. You fill in the blank with whatever the meaning is for you, but it's your support that keeps this program and other WPR programs on the air. You make a powerful statement when you support what you value, what you believe in. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
14 more pledges to go, about half an hour to get them. Your gift now at WPR.org or on the phone at 888-202-2552 is such a critical part of making these programs that you enjoy possible.
If you're like Aaron in Fort Atkinson, you might be saying to yourself, I'm newly employed and it's time to start donating again. Thank you, Aaron, for your call, for your support. If you can relate to that, make that pledge right now. It's really important. Your pledge at any time is important, but right now it's really important. Keep this momentum going. We want to meet this hour's goals at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. After having their case thrown out by the United States Supreme Court earlier this year, a group of Democratic voters in Wisconsin are back with a new lawsuit, and we're talking about it. The dispute is over the state's GOP-drawn legislative districts. WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is in the studio with me today, and we're talking about this. So, Sean, do you get a sense from those you've talked to that this case has a better shot at succeeding than the last one?
The sense I get from people I talk to is that it all depends on what the U.S. Supreme Court thinks about it. And you know, who the next justice is going to be. I mean, it kind of underscores the importance of the Supreme Court nomination fights, like the one we're hearing right now with Brett Kavanaugh, who was nominated by President Trump to fill the vacancy left by Justice Anthony Kennedy. That's really key because Justice Anthony Kennedy is who these plaintiffs built their case for the first time around. He was thought to be the court's swing vote on this issue. He was the justice who was kind of open to setting a standard, some way to challenge maps on a partisan basis. And Kennedy decided not to, you know, take that stand before he left the court. There was some thought that he might view this case as kind of a legacy case for him, that it's an issue that's long bothered him, that, you know, you can gerrymander, you know, one party out of political existence, basically. He decided not that this was not the case. You know, he said it lacks standing along with other justices. And so it really depends on what the court looks like this next time around. We haven't heard what some of the justices think about it. We kind of presume we know where they are based on what they said in oral arguments, for example. But, you know, you haven't heard John Roberts, the Chief Justice, weigh in on this issue, for example. You know, there'll be more attention paid to him probably the next time around.
Okay. So this case is in front of a three-judge federal panel, and regardless of what they decide, this is going to get appealed. But is there any guarantee that this will, in fact, end up back at the Supreme Court?
I think chances are pretty good because this is still a live issue. And I think it's a good chance that it'll be back before the U.S. Supreme Court because either the court will want to say, hey, you found that standard, you found that magical line that we can say, here's when a map is too partisan, this is a serious issue facing democracy, we have to do something about it. Or the court will say, we need to clear up this confusion, let's strike this down once and for all. That is, I think that the court is probably going to want to weigh in on this issue. There's a good chance of it. So just saying that the chances are good that it's going to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court is not saying chances are good it's going to succeed. I think just there's a pretty solid chance that justices are going to want to weigh in on this issue, given all the attention that it's receiving ahead of the next round of redistricting in 2021.
And meanwhile, there's another group that's filed a second lawsuit challenging the same legislative boundaries. Remind us again what that suit is about.
Yeah, so it's, what they're doing there, that's the candidates. The Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee has this second lawsuit. And they're really going after, what you see in this one is that they're saying that all the practical things you need to be successful in politics are just not happening for Democrats running for the Wisconsin Assembly. They talk about in 2014, they couldn't get candidates to run in a number of districts. They compare their fundraising totals to Republicans over the past decade and basically say, we can't raise money anymore. We can't recruit candidates anymore. We can't appeal to independent voters anymore. That's their argument, as opposed to voters who are saying, you know, we don't have a choice in our districts.
Okay. So what are you going to be watching for on this issue going forward?
I'm going to be watching for, you know, I'm going to be watching for election results in 2018, actually, because a lot of the argument in this case is that, look, we won X percent of the vote, but only won, you know, so many seats. You know, Democrats, for example, won more than half the vote in 2012, but Republicans won 60 out of 99 assembly seats. If this is a Democratic year, and, you know, we don't know yet, trends are pointed that direction potentially. What would it do to Democrats if they were to, say, pick up some seats in the Wisconsin Senate and win the Senate? It's a possibility. Mm-hmm. That could actually, I mean, it would, of course, they would celebrate that if it were to happen, although it could potentially undermine their case in this lawsuit.
Okay. Sean Johnson, we will look forward to your reporting on this issue, and appreciate you coming in and spending this time with us this morning.
All right. Thanks, John.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. We are exploring Wisconsin's role in a lawsuit over the Affordable Care Act. And it's not just a legal issue, it's also, surprise, political. That conversation is just ahead right now. I'm here. I'm Keely Boltina here with John Gatto, and we're talking to you as part of Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. You rely on the Ideas Network for these informative, in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR's programmings, including The Morning Show. That's why your gift of any amount right now truly makes an important difference here at WPR. Make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We are just more than halfway there for this hour. We're looking for 9 more pledges in the next 20 minutes. When you give, know that you fund The Morning Show and all of the other WPR programs that you count on. So don't wait. Give now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
WPR is committed to informing your decisions when you go to the polls on November 6th. We're not telling you how to vote, but we're informing your decision-making. And that's one of the important things that we do, is provide many perspectives and information that help you decide how you'd like to move forward, whether it's at the polls or just day-to-day life, your routine. This is listener-supported programming that we bring you. That means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible throughout every week of the year. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes of your time and make your pledge now.
We can't ignore the elephant in the room, John, and that is the pair of socks hanging right in front of our faces.
Gorgeous as they are.
They are the WPR socks. They have a red toe and a red heel and a red upper level where it touches your leg. I don't know what that's called. And they're covered in the WPR logo. And listen, you can let the world know that you are a Wisconsin Public Radio fan when you wear them. And today only, you get two pairs of WPR socks when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120.
And let me just say that one salient point there. Today only,
yes,
you can get these two pairs of socks for your gift of $10 a month or $120 one time. Your gift supports the programs that you care about, and you can get these great socks. Show your support for WPR on this first day of our fall membership drive. You might like that extra pair of socks on a day like today. Mm-hmm. And again, you'll get not one, but two pairs of socks at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. John Gatto here with Keely Boutina. I knew I was going to stumble over it at one point. I'm sorry, Keely.
I'm good.
We've just been at it for, you know, all morning. We've been asking for pledges. You all have been responding. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. We're asking for your support during this fall membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs that you rely on possible. It's your gift of $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And I think the most important thing you said, John, is that people are responding. You are responding. We have 7 more pledges that we're asking for this hour, and we have 20 minutes to get them. We can do this. You can do this. You make Wisconsin Public Radio possible when you give at WPR.org or when you call 888-202-2552.
7 more to go. Courtney from Madison says, hooray, WPR. I want to say, hooray, members, because
yes,
thank you for your pledges of support. You're making it all possible today. If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or a credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes a difference. Again, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Wisconsin is one of 20 states that filed a lawsuit to suspend the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. It's become an issue in the 2018 elections in Wisconsin. We'll talk about the details of the lawsuit and the claims candidates have made. Do you support the move to sue over the Affordable Care Act? What do you hope happens if the states win? And do you think Wisconsin should have joined the suit? Why or why not? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jesse Apoyan is a reporter for the Capital Times. She covers state politics and government, and she's been following this story. Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
So Wisconsin is one of 20 states that filed a lawsuit to suspend the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Tell us about this lawsuit.
Well, it would do just that. You know, this has been certainly something that Wisconsin Republicans, including Attorney General Brad Schimmel, have named as a priority for years. This is a relatively new lawsuit filed in February, and it was after Congress made several efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. When they were unsuccessful in doing so, these Republican attorneys general stepped in, and they're seeking to essentially have an injunction to suspend the lawsuit, basically strike it down, temporarily and until something else can be figured out. There's also a possibility, based on what the Trump administration is supporting in this, that the courts might not strike down the entire lawsuit or the entire law, but they could strike down parts of it, and parts in particular, including this provision that insurers must provide coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, and they can't charge more for that coverage.
So how did Wisconsin get involved?
That's Attorney General Brad Schimmel is the one who's leading the charge on it. He's really actually one of the ones in terms of the 20 attorneys general who are involved in this. He's one of the two who are really at the forefront of it. And Governor Scott Walker signed off to give approval to do so.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess this is maybe a kind of a fine point. But did Attorney General Schimmel decide to do this on his own, or did he do it at the direction of the governor?
Well, that I don't know, but generally these decisions are made in cooperation and conjunction, that you're not going to have a lawsuit without both parties on board.
Okay. And the rationale for this suit, what does Wisconsin get out of this if this suit is successful?
Well, the argument for those who are pushing for this is that, you know, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare has resulted in really large premium increases, and that is something that's been seen in Wisconsin. So, you know, for those who have had their premiums go up significantly over the last few years, they would likely see them go down. Of course, the flip side of that is that things get thrown into question in terms of the coverage of pre-existing conditions and all of the other things that people who have been covered by the Affordable Care Act have come to enjoy about it. You know, covering 26-year-old or, you know, covering children under their parents' insurance until age 26, things like that.
Mm-hmm. 800-642-1234. You can join our discussion about Wisconsin's participation in this 20-state lawsuit seeking to suspend the Affordable Care Act. What do you think about this? Should Wisconsin be a party to this suit? Do you hope it succeeds? Do you hope it doesn't? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So let's talk about the big thing here. Well, actually, we've got a caller, Tom in Madison. Let's go ahead and take that call right now. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I'm a sole proprietor business person for the last 30 years, and Obamacare is the thing that gave me affordable health care for the first time in 20 years. Also, I am no longer afraid, deathly afraid of losing my coverage because of a pre-existing condition. And I think for the Republicans to repeal without having any kind of comprehensive plan to replace is not only irresponsible, but deadly. Any insurance actuarial person will be able to tell you how many people will die if X number of people lose their health insurance. I've been calling different Republican legislators for a few years now, asking them how many people are going to die if their policies are put through. I've never been able to have an answer, and most of the time I've been treated like someone who's crazy. But it's a question that insurance people are asking. I don't know why people aren't asking it, especially before the election.
Tom, thanks so much for your call. What about this, Jesse? Do the Republicans have something actually ready to go if they succeed in getting Obamacare suspended?
So there is something, rather there are a few options, and it's not entirely clear which one would be the one that they went forward with. You know, Governor Walker has said several times, and in fact, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish is on air in an ad right now saying as long as they're in office, people with pre-existing conditions will be covered and protected. The State Assembly last year actually did pass a bill that said insurers in Wisconsin can't refuse to cover people with pre-existing conditions and they can't charge them more for that coverage. The contention with that bill that Democrats had with it is that it didn't implement any lifetime caps on out-of-pocket expenses. So that wasn't a bipartisan bill. It did pass the Assembly. It was never taken up by the Senate. I think there's been some suggestion that is the bill that would that Republicans would go back to if this lawsuit were successful. Another option that's been discussed is Wisconsin used to have a high-risk insurance pool that was really lauded as one of the most successful in the country at the time that it was in operation. However, it did only insure about 24,000 people, which is a relatively small segment of those who might need that coverage.
You referenced an ad that Lieutenant Governor Clefish appeared in. This lawsuit has come up in a number of political races in Wisconsin. What has Governor Walker said about this specifically?
He has said he's really just doubled down over and over and said this is it's just not an issue. You know, he doesn't support the Affordable Care Act. He doesn't support having that in place. He thinks, you know, it's become unaffordable for Wisconsin, but he is adamant that he will take measures to ensure the pre-existing conditions are covered. And in fact, if this lawsuit were successful and the law had not been passed yet in Wisconsin, he would call a special session to bring the legislature in to do so.
But the governor did suggest at one point that that pre-existing conditions that he would support the dropping of the pre-existing condition requirement.
He did very briefly when Congress was debating this and the House had passed a version of the law that would have allowed states to opt out of that clause with a federal waiver. Governor Walker did for about a day say he would consider doing that for Wisconsin, but pretty quickly walked that back and said he wasn't interested in making any changes. And in the months and years since then has kind of gone in the opposite direction and been pretty adamant really since January of last year that he wants to ensure there's some measure to protect pre-existing conditions.
Well, this whole debate in the gubernatorial race has kind of taken on a he said aspect with Tony Evers pushing back and saying, well, you know, we can't really believe you. The governor saying, well, of course I'm going to protect you. It's really kind of boiled down to that, hasn't it?
It has. Tony Evers' response to the governor's argument is if you want to protect coverage for pre-existing conditions, you can drop the lawsuit and not make it a question.
So how is the healthcare lawsuit factoring into the race between incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and State Senator Leah Vukmir?
It's factoring in many of the same ways. It's still boiling down to, you know, she said at this point. You know, Tammy Baldwin has long been a proponent of the Affordable Care Act. She played an integral role in the provision that allows children to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. So this is something, you know, she as a child had an illness. She talks about her personal experiences with this and how much it means to her. She and her allies say that Leah Vukmir would, you know, step in pretty quickly and support repealing the law. Leah Vukmir does oppose the Affordable Care Act, but she also is adamant. She's a nurse herself, and so she says, you know, this is my experience. This is my personal experience with this. She is also adamant that pre-existing conditions would remain covered, and what she has brought up as a possible solution is that high-risk pool that I mentioned earlier.
And this has also popped up, obviously, in the race for attorney general because Brad Schimmel is, initiated Wisconsin's involvement in this lawsuit, and he's facing re-election this November. Josh Call has said that this is kind of a waste of money. He said we shouldn't be using our tax dollars to fight to take away protections from Wisconsinites. What has Brad Schimmel been saying about this?
He's said much of what his fellow Republican colleagues have said, you know, that the Affordable Care Act is unaffordable for Wisconsin, that he believes, in fact, that it's unconstitutional, and that's why he is challenging it. And like you said, Josh Call says it's a waste of money and, you know, not in the best interest of Wisconsinites.
Well, thank you very much for being here. And, of course, this issue is ongoing, and we'll look to see what happens with this court case. But Jesse Apoyan, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Jesse Apoyan is a reporter for the Capital Times. She covers state politics and government. Thanks for being here today. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm John Gatto with Keely Boltina. Your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the single largest source of funding for WPR's programming, including and especially so the morning program. Step up, be counted as a supporter of this program and of other shows that you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In this last part of the morning show, we've been talking about different lawsuits, lawsuit to suspend the ACA, a lawsuit about redistricting, and it's news like this that helps us understand better our world. Lauren from Fitchburg has donated, says, I love listening every day as I start and end my day. And here's the key. WPR gets me up to speed and thinking deeply. It's not just the superficial headlines, right? It's this conversation that helps us understand our world better. That's what you get here on the Ideas Network. And WPR is listener supported. So when you give, you make this hour and many more hours possible. It's at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Choose an amount that works for you. Take just a couple of minutes of your time this Friday to make your pledge. And the beauty of it all is that you get to voluntarily choose how much you'd like to make that contribution, how much you'd like to make, and how important it reflects the programming content and the way that it changes your day and informs your thinking about issues of the day. You get to choose. So whether you're considering a gift of $10 a month or $100 a month or maybe $200 a month, it may be that important to you.
And it might be what you already pay for other services you use, right? Maybe it's what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. So put a value on it, like the other things that are important to you. Log on to WPR.org or pick up the phone. Call 888-202-2552.
Make your gift on this first day of our fall membership drive, and you'll get not one, but two pairs of WPR socks. They're just the thing your feet are looking for. They're cotton, warm, and stylish.
If I had an extra pair of WPR socks, I'd probably give them to my mom. She likes things that has kind of a meaning and a purpose behind them, so I think this would actually be a gift that she really enjoyed.
I might try to stick them on my dog's feet to see if it would help Toby walk through the snow, but I don't know, they're probably too big for that.
It's up to you. When you give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120 today, here's how.
Call 888-202-2552 or log on, use your smartphone, use your tablet, use your laptop. Go to WPR.org to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Keely Boltina with John Gatto. We are raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio, all of these programs that you enjoy, on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we have just a few minutes left during the morning show for you to become a member to express your support for this program. Your support is an investment that gives back. That's why you've tuned in. You're waiting for the reliable news, the entertaining programming, being a part of a statewide conversation. It's all part of what you get in return for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. In that sense, it's really a no-risk investment. So something to think about. If you've never given before, become our next member right now.
Listener support is the single largest piece of the funding that makes the programs you enjoy possible. Peter from Baldwin says, since moving back to Wisconsin, I've enjoyed listening to WPR. And Sandra from Menominee says, the folks at WPR have become some of my best friends, though they don't know it. I love that. That's why we're here. We're here to make connections between the listeners and our guests and the people who are telling you stories and revealing what Wisconsin really looks like. And it's simple. We're here because you are here, both as a listener and as a donor. So make your first ever pledge now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Kristen and Christine from La Crosse. They chimed in with their pledge this morning. They said, we just moved to Wisconsin and instantly began listening to WPR to learn about the local political scene and hear about great things happening in our new state. Maybe you're new to the state of Wisconsin. Maybe it's not quite a habit yet, but it will be. It will become a habit listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. And if that's important for you, well, get behind it. Help donate towards its sustainability in over the next year, over the next many years. Make a habit of donating just like you make a habit of listening. At least we trust that you will. Get started right now. Help out with your pledge of really any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
24 people have called in or logged on this hour to say, yes, the morning show is important to me. Yes, Wisconsin Public Radio is part of my day and part of who I am. You can do that now. Now is your time. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is a crucial part of making these programs that you enjoy possible.
Thanks for helping us meet this hour's goal, and thanks for supporting the morning show on the Ideas Network. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts already, thank you. Maybe you can increase your monthly support by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Be a listener in good standing as a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we thank you so much.